Good morning. Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 27. The book of Acts, chapter 27. And we're going to read from verse 20 to verse 25. Acts, chapter 27, verse 20 to 25. And the question I kind of want us, as we're reading this, kind of the theme for this morning's devotional, is where do we place our trust? In certain circumstances, situations that we've gone through in the past, that we may be going through now, what do we tend to process, and what decisions do we make? And I'll just kind of read this passage, and then I'll kind of unpack it a little. And since neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small storm was assailing us, from then on all hope of our being saved was gradually abandoned. And this is Paul writing about his experience upon a boat. And when they had gone a long time without food, then Paul stood up in their midst and said, "Men, as you ought to have followed my advice and not to have set sail for Crete and incurred this damage and loss, And yet now I urge you to keep up your courage, for there shall be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For this very night an angel of God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood before me, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar, and behold, God has granted you all those who are sailing with you. Therefore keep up your courage, men, for I believe God that it will turn out exactly as I have been told.'" And that's really the key passage. It's so simple, but I love it, right? It comes down to him saying, "I believe God. I believe that God is able. I believe that God has given me a word. I believe that God has encouraged me. I believe that what God said would happen in the midst of this, tempest or storm, I believe that God will deliver me." A couple notes here. If you look at verse 11, this is prior to them setting sail, and the centurion, the commander in charge, had a decision, an opportunity. Basically, the pilot had said, "Well, let's go. I think we can make time." And Paul had said, "I don't think we should make this trip. I think we're going to incur some damages." And so naturally, right, based on what? And it's very natural way that we base our decisions on a lot of times. The centurion makes his decision based on the pilot's experience, right? Are you going to listen to, a former Pharisee who's probably just a bookworm, or are you going to take the advice or counsel of, the actual pilot of the ship who lives and eats and sleeps on the seas? And so, naturally, we extend ourselves to experience in a situation. Well, this person has been in this sort of experience. So what sort of knowledge or wisdom does they have? And in verse 12, also, you can kind of highlight or circle. And because the harbor was not suitable for wintering, the majority reached a decision. Okay, so another avenue by which, definitely non-believers, but also sometimes as Christians, will kind of lean towards, well, what does the majority say? And that's completely opposite to what Paul's experience and what God is speaking on Paul. These people have no idea as to what is about to approach. For all their knowledge, for all their experience, for all their minds collectively coming together, they have no clue or power as to what will come their way. And then a storm, of course, the Euroquilo comes, and basically some verses here, they're powerless against it, completely driven along, it says in verse 15. In verse 18, storm-tossed to the point where they have to jettison the cargo. And in the verse that we opened up with in verse 20, all hope of our being saved was gradually abandoned. And sometimes, two things. When those, people that we've been praying for that have yet to come to faith, you would pray for an encounter, a supernatural experience, something that I love what Pastor Sam said on Sunday about Eric Lehman saying, "I have faith for that now." Something that he'd been praying for, and I love that, just that perfect, saying. I have faith for that now. Something he didn't have faith for before, he prayed for it, a certain situation, and God delivered. And it's almost like he added that to his faith arsenal, right? And as believers, and for myself included, you know, I want to increase my faith arsenal. I don't want to live by sight. I don't want to live just by, you know, cognitive or just by experience or just what I can process. I want to live by faith. I want to live by what God has for me. And in doing so, I want to increase my faith arsenal. I have a little magazine article. I just kind of tore it out. It must have been from a Sports Illustrated or something. And it's a Shell gas article. And it has this little kid, you know, standing in front of a chalkboard and all these, like, calculations and you know, calculus or whatnot, formulations and all this stuff that, you know, in the 70s or in the 50s or in the 40s were impossible. Like, you know, fuel. I don't even know some of the things that were on there. And all these things that society and humanity thought were impossible, you know, going to the moon or whatnot. And on there it says, okay, done. And so sort of this lifting up of a barrier in our minds and in our hearts of what God can accomplish and the faith that comes with it. And so, you know, it should be an exciting thing. You know, a tribulation or trial comes, sure, naturally we're kind of down and we kind of get, you know, doubt and whatnot comes in. But then as a Christian, you know, we have to remind ourselves, and it should come, you know, the more we're intimate with God, the Spirit should naturally come. It should become natural where we say, hey, this is an opportunity of faith. And this is something that, yeah, I've never seen it before. Yeah, sure, it's impossible. But God, I want to walk away from this and say, man, this is something that God delivered me from, something that God came through in, and add that to my faith arsenal. And then the next time that something like that comes our way, it's not such a big deal. I have faith for that now. And so the centurion and the people on the ship get to a point where, okay, we trusted in, you know, the natural. We trusted in the expertise, you know, of how the world operates. But now at a point where they've completely abandoned all hope, Paul brings a word of encouragement. And he stands by it by saying, I believe in God. And so it got to a point where they hit rock bottom, where there was nowhere else to turn. And that's not the best way for people to come to faith, but sometimes that's what it takes, right? You have to be stripped of, you know, title, deed, possessions, salary even, you know, family, loved ones, you know, illnesses. Sometimes, and I'm not saying God makes these things happen, but sometimes these events happen, and it's not until we hit rock bottom that we, you know, whether as believers or non-believers, that we turn to God, right? And so the point here is to come to faith in God while you have those opportunities in advance. And I'll just close out with this in verse 32, just a complete act of faith. Then the soldiers cut away the ropes of the ship's boat and let it fall away. Basically, there were still a handful of sailors that weren't completely on board with what, you know, Paul had said, that God would deliver everyone, that not a single soul would be lost so long as they all stood on the ship. And so some of the sailors made a plan to, hey, you know, let's go down. We have to fix something or let go of this anchor. And so they go down to the boat, and then they were planning to cut the ropes from the boat and then sail off, like kind of like a safety boat. And so Paul kind of got word of this, and he informed the soldiers. And so now here they are again, right, in that same situation, only this time they've gone through the storm. Their mechanisms or you know, processing had failed. This time, in faith, they take Paul's side, right? The word of the Lord, the word of God that had come upon him. And in an act of faith, you know, I love it, reckless abandonment, right? I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever. They cut their security lines or their safety lines. And some of us here today, you know, God has asked us, Yeah, you know, Sam or John or whatnot. Yeah, you said you have faith, but why are you still holding on to this safety line? Right? And so sometimes God is saying, just cut it. I want 100%, not just in mind or thought or spirit even, but in action. Let your actions prove your words. And so let's bow our heads this morning and just kind of meditate on that. This thought, Is there an area or something that God has called you to walk in faith, and you've received a word or a confirmation or prompting of the Spirit, and you've decided in your heart to move in that direction, but there's still something you're holding on to, maybe a baggage or maybe a security net. It could be any number of things. I just challenge us, just come before the Lord this morning and just let the Spirit kind of do some soul searching. Let it kind of into the compartments of your heart and maybe allow Him to reveal areas that you're still kind of holding on to. And then second, kind of file through past experiences, you know, spiritual encounters of God's faithfulness, you know, milestones in your life, you know, that often we forget, especially, you know, in the, you know, midst of a fresh a struggle or hardship. Right? And remind ourselves that God is faithful and that God can operate unless we take a step of faith. We can say we have faith and we know that God can operate, but unless we actually take a step of faith in what we're encountering now, you know, how can we open up and allow God to work? So let's just spend some time and just kind of pray on that, kind of search and allow the Spirit to kind of move and bring to light or bring to the forefront things that maybe we kind of buried or put behind us or, you know, didn't want to address. Okay, so let's just spend some time before the Lord. And also, you know, think on decisions, you know, that you're currently in. Yeah, you know, where are we receiving our direction? Are we being persuaded by the expertise of others, you know, in the marketplace or in whatever career or field we're in? You know, are we being persuaded or led by, you know, the word of our parents that we do love and honor, of course? You know, what big decision are we in that we can lay before God? See, God, I might not be the best at hearing, but I believe you're going to speak to me. And it begins with that kind of faith. You don't have to be an expert at hearing the voice of God, but it starts somewhere. And then to come to a place where we say, I believe God. I believe that He can speak to me. I believe that He can confirm it. I believe that if I take this wild step of faith or whatnot, that God will give me a confirmation, a prompting in the Spirit. Father, we just come before You, Lord, this morning. And God, we just thank You for this awesome picture, God, of people who, you know, who are gifted with minds, you know, who have experience. They're not children. And you know, it makes sense that if you cut away your lifeline or your lifeboats, you know, all these thoughts and all these doubts and all these fears, well, how are we going to get to shore or whatnot? You know, who's going to provide? Who, you know, who's going to take care of my family? You know, how am I going to pay for rent? You know, what community will I be in, you know, if I live here or there? Father, and we just submit all these things to You, God, and we just acknowledge once again today, God, that we don't live by sight, God, that we don't live by the, you know, economy of the world, but God, that we walk in Your Spirit and that Your Spirit lives in us, and God, that You love us so much, God, far greater than you know, the beauties of this earth, Lord God, far, far greater than the birds of the field, Father God, that feed themselves and are provided for. God, we trust in you. God, just do a continuing work in our hearts, God, to continue to increase our faith arsenal, to continue to cut away things that are not of you, God, and to continue to have open hands to receive, God, everything that you have for us. God, we just praise and thank you. Let's just spend some time. Let's pray for our ministries this week. We have GIC, our last session coming up this Friday. We have EG this Friday as well. Youth ministry on Saturday, IP on Saturday. We have a men's basketball fellowship just for safety. We have our Sunday services, our Sunday school. Just as we close out the year, that we would, that the ministries and the ministry leaders would finish strong, that we would give our best unto the Lord. Just a pray covering over the ministries happening this week. And we have missions training also on Saturday. We have a, I love our church. We have like 3 missions trip over our vacation time. So Fujian, Philippines, and also there's a trip going to Chichihar. And I think there's one more I'm missing. But let's pray and just bring covering over those things. Let's pray. Continue to pray for our building search. All the people, we have a handful of people that are taking time out of their work and personal time to serve. Just pray for encouragement, empowering, insight, just favor in dealings and in opportunities. Just a place that, when I pray for the building, it's rather a simple prayer. I just pray for a big place, right? Just a simple big place that as many people as possible just can come in, literally off the streets, and just walk in and hear the praises or see the people gathering, and literally locals can just get, wonder like what's going on here and come check it out and just be floored by the Holy Spirit, and then they go back home to their families and to their friends and neighbors, and then they come and they check that and they come, to SP, and they get floored, just body slammed by the Holy Spirit. And so just a place that's accessible, a place that's, ground level, kind of is the word that I got. So let's just pray over this place. It's not just a building, it's not just a facility, it's a place of encounter and experience, and this is what we're asking for greater influence. Amen. So let's pray for this, pray for our building fund, PSAM, leadership, just everything that goes into it. Father, we thank you, God, this morning, God, for the areas in our life that you've delivered us from, the encounters and experiences that we have, that we've walked away with, and God, that you've place in our faith arsenal. And God, we pray today for a greater desire, a greater seeking, God, of opportunities of faith. God, that we, you know, things that we would say, you know, impossible or that we're unable. God, that you would increase the faith in us, God, to move in it and then to walk away from it, God, and to say, yeah, that's one more thing that we have that we can believe and trust completely in, God. One more thing that I've experienced and encountered God in. And I'll have no doubt and I'll have no fear, and the enemy will have no word or discouragement or tactic against me, God. And we aspire, God, we just desire to grow deeper and deeper, God, in knowing your heart and experiencing your love and walking in your light. God, we bless you. Come and just be with us today. God, put a new song in our hearts, God. Put a lightness in our step, God, as we walk forward into the things that you've called us to today, to bless people, to encourage people, to serve people, God. God, just give us a heart or mind transplant if we need it. God, that we would put away negativity or doubt or fear or things that really just drag us. God, that we'd be renewed in our mind and spirit this morning, this day, this hour. We love you, God, for this new day. Come and walk with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you guys. Have a wonderful day.